Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Anytime a king gets out of line, they compare him to Jeroboam.
Because almost like how they said about Christ becoming a byword.
Yeah.
His name becoming a stumbling block. But
But there will almost never be. There will be some acts worse than Jeroboam did, but overall, in his entire, the way he acted, no one will ever compare. He has the high score and the record.
Yeah. Like you said in the last chapter, he whole cloth went with what was in his heart to set up a new religion.
Yes.
Altogether, from scratch.
Completely. So it's a lot of information that she's been given. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah, and when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died, and they buried him. And all Israel mourned for him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. The days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, 22 years of an absolute abomination. And he slept with his fathers, and Nadab, his son, reigned in his stead. Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah of Ammonitess. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed, above all that their fathers had done. But they also built them high places. I mean, they're watching what's happened to Israel.
Yes.
And, but you know what? These earthly religions are so enticing. I mean, flesh fests. I mean, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, anything. Like you said, flesh pests, full on debauchery, drinking, any kind of vice that you had. You can do anything you want to do.
Absolutely.
And the only thing you had to do was throw your child in an oven.
There you go. I mean, the festivals that the cities on the plain, Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities surrounding them, would have yearly were naked fests.
Yeah.
And there was no rules. Men with children, women with children, with animals, whatever. Yeah. And they just totally got into the debauchery. And this is where this is heading to. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also sodomites in the land. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. Now, in the past, we've seen other nations come up against the Israelites. When they're following God, there's no chance of being defeated. When they're not following God, God uses these other nations as a thumping stick. Retribution pronounces judgment, and they get chastised. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. All of the fantastic wealth that Solomon had created, even the treasures of the house of the Lord. That's how angry God is. He even let them into his house. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bare them, brought them back unto the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, all their days, civil war for the third time. Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and his mother's name was Naamah, Ammonitess. And Abijah, his son, reigned in his stead. Been here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7. We're in chapter 15, the book of 1 Kings. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat reigned. Abijam came over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacha, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord. His heart was not perfect with the Lord God, as the heart of David, his father. It doesn't say his religious customs were not perfect. It says his heart. Because a lot of these guys you're going to see, their hearts are not right, but they try to keep their religious customs. Religion does nothing for you. God hates religion. He wants an established heart. He wants a personal relationship with you. He wants to chat with you daily. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. David has a whole bunch of accomplishments and one black mark. But during that black mark, his heart was still attempting to follow God. And there was one war, and there was a war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? There was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacha, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And this is also something you can look for in Kings and Chronicles. You'll have a bad king, another bad king, and then one will want to pull it up out of the fire and try to reestablish a connection with God. And we see that in societies, mostly in free societies. You have a great generation. And the great generation gives their children such a good life that children don't teach their children the reason they had such a good life. And that third generation falls on its face and goes into total debauchery. What we have right now with this generation that's raised up right now in America, the greatest generation, the ones that fought World War II, they came home and they raised up wonderful, law-abiding, God-fearing children. And those children had it so good that they didn't quite give their children all of the teachings that they had. They wanted to, you know, and I'm guilty of this, raising my child. I want to have the greatest life ever. No hardships. Not that much work. Give her everything that she had and I could give her. And I looked back and it was a mistake. I shouldn't have given her so much. I should have made her work for more. Not that it made her a bad person. I just feel I didn't impart all the wisdom that my generation, my parents of my generation, gave me. So Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land. Good for him. And removed all the idols that his fathers had made. I tell you what, you call it choice. The Bible calls it an abomination and a curse. You get so far from God, that will be placed on you. He says, in the last days, I will cause them to burn, men for men, women for women. Look at that word, them. And if you've read this Bible, you'll understand at that point where it's written in the Bible, Them means those who do not follow me.
Yep.
Them. They become an entire class. Them. Those who do not follow me, I will cause them to burn. Men for men, women for women. What do we have going on in this world?
Yeah. It's a curse of confusion.
Absolutely.
Completely.
And it's going crazy like wildfire. I will cause them to burn. And also Mecha, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. Wow. This boy has his head on straight. And Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. Underline that portion, Asa's heart was perfect. Because did Asa do everything perfect? No. Was he sinless? Absolutely not. But he had a desire to follow God in the fullness of his abilities. And that's God, all that God will ever require you. And are your abilities equal to this fellow over here's abilities? Probably not. Do you follow God to the fullness of your abilities? I hope you do. Do you accomplish as much for God as this other fellow? Maybe you don't. But you know what? As long as you're making the ultimate effort, if your heart is what that says right there, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days because he tried the most that he could.
Even if he was feeling like he was failing.
Yes.
He was still trying.
And there were things that he could not overcome.
Right.
But as long as the heart, and you'll be judged by your heart one day, not by what you said in church, and not by somebody who recorded you on the Baptist roll. Don't mean to pick on Baptists. I love Baptists. The Methodist roll. The Catholic roll.
Yeah.
And he brought in the tidings which his father had dedicated with the things which himself had dedicated unto the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. So he builds a big fortification between the two nations. And you know, if you look at the geography of it, Judah's the southern kingdom. It gets pretty narrow down there. But these are brethren. How has it come to this? The 12 tribes of Israel are in constant civil war now. What did the curse God put on David when he fell so hard with Bathsheba and murdered Uriah? The strife will come from your family. Within your family, these are all his sons fighting. And the sword will never leave your family line. Even today, Israel fights in the Middle East just to survive. Then Asa took all the silver and gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, treasures of the king's house, and delivered them unto the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tibrinon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. So what did he send him? Treasure of the house of the Lord. Those weren't his to send. The king's house, yeah, he can do whatever he wants with those. I'm showing you that because Asa was not sinless. But God looked at Asa's heart. Asa's in a hard spot here. He's getting really beaten up by Israel. Judah's getting really beaten up by Israel. They built a big fortification. So he sent this gold and silver to this other king saying, come and help me. I can't endure this anymore. So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captains of the host which he had against the cities of Israel and smote Ijon and Dan, Abel Beth Maacha. Ooh, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
And all Cinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. Came to pass when Baasha heard thereof that he left off building of Ramah and dwelt in Tirzah. King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had builded, and King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. So, with this king's help, he disassembled the fortification that Israel had built between Israel and Judah. So now the commerce can continue. The rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. We don't have a large chronicle of Asa's sins, but we see what he did. His heart was, yes, trying to follow after God, and God said, I love you for that. But he took all the gold and silver out of the house of the Lord and gave it away. He trespassed. And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. His father, Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. Nabab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Imagine that. And walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. For Nabab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. What did God say in the last chapter? Every man of your house I will kill. God orchestrates this book. These are not stories. These are real lives that God steered in such a direction. Everything that he says comes true. Had I been a son of Jeroboam, I would have moved to the other end of the earth, but it wouldn't have helped. A rock would have fallen on me at the right time. And he left not to Jeroboam any that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the sayings of the Lord which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite, because of the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned and which he made Israel to sin, by his provocation wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nabab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, began Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel in Tirzah, 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. I tell you what, there's a lot of things to be considered here about America. You could read over the list of our presidents, and you could say, and this president was elected, and he did good in the sight of the Lord. And this president elected, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And this government was established, and it did good in the sight of the Lord, and it did evil in the sight. I tell you what, we just came off of one, Joe Biden. It would say, and Joe Biden did evil in the sight of the Lord. Set up high places to worship other gods. Established all sorts of religions within the government. Think about that.
That took a knee to man.
Yes. Yes, and the one before him bowed down to a foreign god, foreign king.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I think we have one now who is the special shepherd that this Bible talks about America will be given in the end days, so it is, she is able to fulfill God's mission of protecting Israel in one of these upcoming major battles. And I do believe now, if it were written, Donald Trump was elected, and he was righteous in the sight of God, and his heart followed after God. There's so much to be gleaned from this book about what's going on right now and the history of this country and where the world is headed. And we're on the precipice of the end. So, get yourself right. And we'll continue in 1 Kings next time. Good to be with you here on Between the Lines with David and Jonathan on WBFF 97.7. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.